Hey guys, welcome to the table. It's your girl Erin the Renegade, and we're gonna jump this off very quickly. We got our cast here. You know everybody. We got Rome, Amanda, Rico, and we have our producers in the back. The prompt today is: my spouse and I, both in our 30s and married for 3 years, have mostly kept our finances separate. We agreed to save $35,000 each for that's a lot of money. $35,000 each for a house down payment. As we're about to close in a few weeks, my husband dropped a bombshell. He hasn't saved his share. I'm a hospital administrator, more conservative with spending, while he's an engineer who tends to spend freely, lending money without expecting returns, that sort of thing. We've argued over his spending habits before. Now, facing this shortfall, I'm furious and unsure how to proceed. If I use most of my savings for the house, I fear resentment. We split responsibilities evenly until now, always agreeing to split expenses 50-50. This morning, we left for work without speaking.
Did he just feel like he didn't have to save? He could not save? Like, what was his reason?
You're just
that bad with your money that you couldn't save? Did he save anything? Like, what do we have, sir?
We're going to add to the fact he saved 20. I mean,
15.
15.
Sorry. So he's got 15, and then it sounds like
he's missing 20.
He's missing 20. So he might, he sounds like a little gambler to me, honestly.
He's something else.
So he probably got some other things going on.
Right?
Well, he's probably got some other things going on. He's probably like, I don't have it now, but I can get it
next week.
Yeah. You know, he can get it. You just don't have it right now.
You got to hit for it.
Yeah. That's all.
Parlay.
I mean, well, if he was able to get the other 20 before the date that was needed, and I guess, cool, you got it. But like, let's talk heavily more about,
say that though.
Right. But you know, as we're throwing shit out there,
we're just agreeing to that one additional fact.
So 15,000, he sounds like the type of person that I'm not saying it's a responsibility, but she should have checked in on like, how we doing this week? Like if he spends freely, she should have checked in and been like, yo, we're going to make it in 3 weeks or not stay on top of him, but it seems like she knows he spends freely. So
can I counter that?
Of course.
I feel like a person who has probably had issues with spending and they're with somebody who spends completely different, there's always like a, there's going to be something between, you know, some sort of, what's the word? Adversarial nature or whatever between them. So she probably tries not to harass him because they've agreed to the $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying, cool, we talked about it. We've agreed to it. I'm not even finna harass him about this because there are so many other things in our relationship that we're dealing with, you know, so on and so forth. So I'm thinking if she was doing that, if she wasn't checking in, that's probably the reason why.
All right.
I'm trying to figure out why didn't they just have a joint account and just have the $35,000 in there that they would collectively each put in. Therefore, you would be more so
aware
of the entire process of the saving to achieve their goals. I mean, you know who you marry.
That part.
Like,
you do know who you marry.
I
don't know.
She gave
he's wrong
credit.
As fuck.
Yeah,
but,
he's definitely wrong. I'm not saying he's right. Like, he's definitely wrong.
I just think
she
that
tried to treat him like an adult.
They'd have to renegotiate this agreement because I don't think that in 3 weeks they're going to be ready to put that down payment. And honestly, if I was her, I would not feel comfortable putting up my half. And well, and that's really if he had nothing saved at all. Maybe we could work with whatever you did have saved.
No, he had 15.
Okay. Yeah, right. You're right. We did say 15.
It's like if I know my girl or you know or she knows her husband, right? You know your significant other.
3 years. So that means they've probably been together. They've been together at least 4 or 5. So
yeah. And they're married.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there are certain things that my significant other does that I don't like, that I think that she could do better without. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people have that same thing in their relationship. Now, I don't expect it to change. Right? So if she knows that he's frivolous with his money prior or throughout their relationship, I would imagine that they've had conversations before because they had a conversation now. And a conversation isn't enough at this point. And there has to be some type of action that has to be taken. That's why I said a joint bank account could be a good solution, because she can see, hey, I put, you know, 15,000 in, you've only put 5,000 in so far. We have 20,000, our goal is 70. You know, how can we help? And I think that there is a way to go about checking your partner.
So my question to that is, how do you present that when you already know it's an issue in a relationship? Like, y'all have had some tips about it. How do you present that such that the person doesn't automatically come off as being defensive? Like, you think I can't do it? You think I ain't responsible enough? You think I'm an adult? Like, because I feel like people who know they be fucking up,
they get defensive fast.
Right? You know, they're like, don't nag me. Don't nag me. But it's like, how do we, while I agree with you, how does she approach that conversation such that it's fruitful?
Well, I always believe in having smaller goals that add up to the bigger goal, right?
So the big goal is a house now. Well, 35 is just a little baby.
Say like 70,000 to save. Uh-huh. So let's say if they have, I don't know, 7 months to do it. So that means collectively each should be putting 5,000 a month in, right? So I would be like, you know, I would set it up to a way where I'd be like, let's have a joint account. That way we can both see and we can both stay proactive, mm-hmm. you know, on our goals. Now, let's have incremental goals that are going to be 5,000 each a month. That'll ultimately lead us to our goal of 70,000 in 7 months. And then if anybody that doesn't want to work together, like Alan says, that's just somebody you can't build with. Right. So if they're defensive on that approach and saying, hey, we're going to make small goals together and we're going to be able to, you know, see what each other is doing. Therefore, we can kind of help wherever someone is lacking, and you don't have to wait. And that's what I think a lot of problems in relationships are. They're always solution based and never preventative based. Right. So instead of trying to find a solution, why don't you prevent the problem? Right.
So proactive versus reactive.
Exactly. So I think that in this situation, if they had smaller goals that they can be able to hold themselves accountable throughout the process, it wouldn't get to a point where you realize you put 20 in and they put 3, you know, because I think it's hard to be calm at that point. Like, it's hard to address, like, hey, so, you know, I put 20,000 and you put 3 and you're about 17,000 short. And then because it becomes a whole different thing. But if I notice that you're like $1,000, $2,000 short, that's easy to deal with. You know, once it starts growing to that 3, 4, 5, I'd be like, hey, is there something that I could do to help you? Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
And maybe, and you're right, maybe they should have agreed, like, up front when they were going to set aside this money. Hey, next 12 months, you don't lend no money to nobody.
She right. probably said that. No, I'm saying she probably said that.
I mean, and she know.
Yeah, and I feel that she probably didn't want a joint account for this exact reason, because then she could watch she, money go away. And that
was important to include
more arguments.
Mm-hmm. That he's a lender.
Yeah.
My thing is, like,
I think about that.
If this person is spending money, right, and he's not able to save money, realistically, for any priorities, right? Why did you get married to him?
Love.
You know, I mean, we don't have that answer here, obviously. Yeah, no. But I just can't imagine, like, me marrying somebody who's just not, like, I guess, able to work with. And at a cost of our real, you know, beneficial future. We want to get a house and put $70,000 down. I'm pretty sure it's a decent house. You know what I'm saying? So I'm assuming that you both have your eyes set on a house or a particular style of house that's going to cost this much. You guys have a pretty good taste, and you know.
They might live in New York.
Yeah, I would hope. I would
You're really not getting that much.
But then you think that he was able to save $35,000?
You said he had a good job, and she said
he was an engineer, right? Job.
Yeah, he actually has a professional, you know, he's an engineer.
See, the thing is with men, if men are struggling in a relationship, they're more likely than not to not say anything. And they'll take the L by himself. He could,
like,
to his spouse. Oh, okay. And really to a majority of people, he might have one or two people where he'll trust, where he can kind of vent to about his financial struggles. But when a guy is actually going through his financial struggles, he's not going to tell his woman. And I feel like that's what's happening here. Now, obviously, it's going to affect their relationship because of their goals. But a man always thinks, I'm going to be able to fix it by then, right? So it's like, I know I got to get this extra $20,000. But that's 5 months. I get to 20,000 and that ain't nothing. 20,000 is one day of just one good work, right? Or like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think what ends up happening is sometimes the struggle for a man lasts longer than he anticipates. And because it lasts longer than he anticipates, he knows he's going to get through it. But the day that he thought he would be done with it by hasn't come yet and it has been extended. And it's hard to look your woman in the eyes and tell her like, hey, I'm failing right now because I still believe in myself. Right? Because I know I'm going to be able to do it. I just don't know exactly when.
I have a question.
Make sense?
I have a question.
That's that manipulation.
Hey.
Why is it manipulation? He didn't say it.
And she stuck by it. So she knew. She knows. And this probably is not the first time
that's the roping in.
This is probably not the first time this has happened, especially if they're splitting the bills 50-50. And for them to come up with the $70,000, probably been short somewhere else.
You think so? Mm-hmm. But babe, I believe in myself, I mean, and I need you to believe in me too.
That's it.
So fucking we still in this. Thing.
This March Madness. No, he's not saying that to. This,
wait,
you know?
He doesn't say that to his wife. We're not saying that.
No, not at all.
We're not going to tell you I believe in myself. Not so, but we're like, oh, I fucked up. But back in our heads, we're like, but I'm about to get this shit fixed. Like,
I have a question though. Like, and I'm honestly putting myself in this, you know,
scenario.
At what point, as a spouse who's made an agreement to do X and is presently failing at said agreement to do X, at what point should they just come clean and be like, hey, I know we agreed that in X amount of months, we're both supposed to have this amount of dollars, but I'm a little behind. You know, I'm not asking you to help me. I'm just asking, like, can we, you know, agree to more time so that I can have my part together? Like, clearly, he doing this at a minimum of 3 weeks out. So I don't know if he's telling her this or she's asking. So I'm wondering, at what point is he supposed to be like, you know what? I ain't got it. I'm going to get it because I believe in myself. But I ain't got it right now.
Well,
like
he probably knows that she has it for him because she says she doesn't want to use... It ain't right. I'm not saying it's right, but he probably knows that. Like, I know you're holding something.
That's why I married you.
Yeah, you're holding something.
To
and
pick me up when I'm down.
I didn't say that. You know, he knows she's though. Holding something, and like she can, you know, she's the lifeline, basically.
I said
you both know each other. She got 50,000, by the way. I want to let you know, she got 50,000. She's saying that okay, we agree to 35, but she saved 50.
She got 35
she
for the house,
short.
And then let me add this. They got for the furniture.
It says, if I use most of my savings for the house. So clearly she has it in her savings, but it's not set aside for the house. So that's the problem.
Exactly. He's probably like, I could deal with that little argument for 15,000. Like,
best.
It's all right. 20,000, whatever it is. He probably like, I got this.
It might be 35. He goes,
like, better extend that lease. That's all I got to say.
Wicked. Y'all are wicked.
Extend the lease.
He probably waiting for March Madness.
So you think he's a gambler?
If he's just giving money away, it don't sound like...
I don't think he's a gambler. I think like, he got friends around him.
He got friends in need.
Yeah, because a lot of
that's
times...
That's what it sounded like.
I don't know how old they are, but I would assume they're younger, right?
30s.
Yeah, late 20s to...
No, it says 30s.
Oh, 30s, okay. Did it say like when? Like early, late, mid? No?
Why you said younger?
It says married for 3 years.
Okay. So let's just say they're
your
in
age.
Their 30s, right? This is probably, and me being in my 30s, right? This is probably the time where you got most of your friends who are trying to finally get it together. And he probably the one that got the bread. So he's like, yo, I'm going to help my homie out here. And I'm not saying it's smart, but I'm just saying like right now, he's probably the only one in a position where he's lending it out to the people that he wants to be better or see do better. And I'm only saying that because she says that he frivolously gives money away. No man just frivolously gives money away. We giving it to him because that's my bro. Like he got a vision, and I have the ability to support his vision. I'm gonna support his vision because no man wants to be the only man paying for the bill.
Because he's the bank.
Basically, right. Basically, yeah. Like, the one homie is the bank. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Really? That's a thing?
until they can get into the bank, because the niggas can't go to the bank. That's why he's the bank.
Is that a thing, though?
Yes.
And if that's the case, she probably told him before about your broke-ass friends.
Yeah, but don't give me...
Can we talk about... Y'all always talking about a girl's hoe-ass friends. Can we talk about a nigga with broke friends?
You can.
You pulling me and my husband down. How about that?
They pulling him
down. No, you pulling us down because you supposed to know my friends is here and they're here to stay.
What? You see how they act when the table's
turned? It's the bros before the...
You see how they act, though? Y'all see it. I know y'all see how they act.
I can get another wife, but I can't get another friend. You got to understand that. I could always get another wife.
Always.
I can never get another day one friend. Now, I'm not saying the ones that are really fucked up, like those you got to let go. But the ones that are good people.
But those are the ones that are asking for money and you're lending it to them and they're not giving it back.
Well, not all the time.
Bro, we day one. I'm gonna need another thousand.
Y'all thinking about the Pookies. Niggas ain't best friends with Pookies, right?
Not as engineers, they're not.
Yeah,
not
what I'm talking about.
It's like, I'm trying to tell you, like, the type of
friends that need money.
I can be a friend and be like, yo, listen, can I borrow $25,000? I want to do an investment. Da 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 da. I got 25. I need 50 total. Do you mind? And I'll give you this back. And he might be like, all right, cool. And he's not gonna tell his girl or his wife that, you know, okay, their investment, the money's tied up technically in an investment, but I gave it to my friend because dudes don't want their wife counting their pockets anyways.
It's not an investment, babe, because he said that he's not expecting that money back.
No, she said that.
She
said, but he's not telling her the truth.
Not at all.
He's not telling.
Because that's the scenario we're making up for this man
now. Women don't be knowing the man's finances for real.
I'm a gambler, guys.
You think he's a gambler?
Wait. I made him a gambler already.
Oh, yeah. And he was gambling on his friend.
It makes more sense than this.
He gambled with his friend's idea.
I'm going to be honest. I'd rather him just be a gambler at this point.
That's what I'm saying.
And have an addiction, because lending money and money that you actually need is different when you lend money and you know that you're not going to be able to get it back. That's cool. You know it. But lending it and then knowing you need it for shelter?
You got 3 weeks, though.
He got a friend that he can ask for $20,000 that he's short of?
He probably does.
Money that he's owed, yeah.
Yeah. That's what you think. I'm going to be honest with
you. Listen, as logical as we say we are, it makes sense to, like, a man. Like, I know he got me. He'll probably come in like, the last hour before I need it. I'm going to stress my wife out. And I know it's wrong.
But it happens.
I'm going to stress my wife out, but I know he's going to show up and I can deal with arguments.
Your partnership with your wife should be on a higher playing field. Okay,
idealistically,
stressing her out for getting that $20,000 at the last hour. Like, that's just not happening.
All right, Let me ask you this question. If a guy was like...
Extend the lease.
Let's just say... And just walk me for 2 seconds. I can't do it if you stalk. If she, you're distracting. All right, ready? I'm gonna tell you when to go. Ready? Let's say this said this. Whoa. I'm gonna say go. Ready? He gave his money for an investment. Go.
No.
Let's say he gave his money for an investment, right? And he anticipated to have the returns of his investment by such date.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're saying that he probably is doing with his friends. Or not him, but that happens amongst men. So our friends have their plans and their investments and their ideas, and we'll go ahead and put the money forth because we're like, all right, cool, we can make money on it as well. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it does take longer than what we initially planned. Sometimes it doesn't go as what we planned. And that's the part that we don't want to tell our wife.
Well, can we get him on the couch so I can ask him where the money went?
Because nobody who's an engineer is just giving away money frivolously.
I need to know.
Apparently they are.
No, sir, are you a gambler or is it an investment?
Or he got a drug problem.
Degenerate now? Okay.
So $35,000 in drugs, you might be missing some teeth. Like, there got to be some signs. Like, stuck
your face. I get what you're saying, because I actually recently did an investment. I'm in this investment group with some friends, he's a black guy who's trying to like make investments more more freely available to us, because he comes into contact with a lot of people, and he works for, I think, Google or Amazon or whatever. So he always gets leads on all kind of stuff. So there's this guy he was working with, this is some genius guy, and he has like this crazy IP or whatever, and he needed some quick capital. He was like, I remember what the price was. I remember what I invested, and he was like, you can invest this and get back, I don't know,
X amount.
Yeah, but it was collateralized, so you know, if he defaulted, we had something to fall back on.
Yeah.
So that's why I felt safe just wiring my friend this money for this investment. Even though I trust him, I still don't trust this, you know, wholly trust the situation. So I feel like if you know you have, I did that because I got responsibility. So if he know he has a responsibility to his wife to have X amount of money by April 1st, you know, maybe he should have, like, I don't know, like, gotten some sort of collateral, or gotten, I don't know, like, he's part owner. Like, I don't know, just something. Because I'm not trying to go to my spouse and be like, yeah, I let Keisha borrow $17,000, so I don't have our money for the closing next month.
That's crazy.
Right? It just sounds crazy. I literally just said the exact same thing that you said.
Yeah, well, he got 3 weeks. Give him time.
No, I'm that's what lie. I said.
Believe
next month.
In him.
I believe in him.
Listen, I've seen it happen. You feel me? I've been one of the niggas that it happened to. Like, right. Oh, we had to buy this. Oh, shit. Well,
literally
we all
had
to wait because my money got tied up over here. And, you know, I mean, it was never no house. It was never something that was
But
like
you know
wall.
What it sound like to me? Y'all more okay with y'all wife being mad at you than y'all friend being mad at you.
Again, we can get another wife, right? I can't get another friend. So my wife being most likely
to... We talking about lending your friend money versus being able to close on a house with your wife.
We're talking
that
about...
That you can eventually take money out of and make all the little dumb investments you want.
Which also, we're also talking about.
After I get to this point, she said, I'm not letting you
if
do nothing.
If you did that dumb shit from the start,
I've been
then
doing
hell no.
I've been doing
you
it.
You don't yes. even.
She knows I've been doing dumb doing shit.
That's true. You come home and your shit be evicted.
I don't think that. And honestly, reading this whole thing, I think it's something way more than that. I think that he just don't want to pay for shit.
He don't want to pay.
Absolutely.
But you can't be irresponsible in somebody's face and then somebody make it $35,000.
Honestly, that's what I think. I think he's just
irresponsible.
No, I actually agree with Rico. He just don't want to pay.
You don't want to pay for it.
Because y'all both said he knows she got it.
She told
she
us.
She knows she got it.
She told us she got it.
she told us.
She told everybody she got it.
All I know, she a damn fool if he know about all her money.
Keep loving that man, baby.
You're trying to say she shouldn't tell him that she got more money? Like she got like a little nest egg?
I mean, their money is separate anyway. They don't got a joint account. So
oh, she, yes.
Her money is her money.
No, but I'm not saying, really, are you trying married. To say that she,
their money
that
with no joint account?
That she has that extra money? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. And a lie is still
because
a lie.
He's irresponsible with it. Like, that's like me saying, oh, I keep a little side of cocaine
in my pouch.
am I going to tell...
I keep inside of cocaine in my necklace.
Right, like, am I gonna tell the person who doesn't know how to act around cocaine?
Mm. I mean,
I got a little methamphetamine in my basement.
You seen me do well? Like, this is just a joke. You see me do the cocaine though.
You did the cocaine with me.
Yeah,
never did the cocaine. No,
you got the cocaine pouch.
I'm hosing it for a friend.
Exactly.
You know I put that wedding band on you after I did my line.
Because my day one didn't want to tell her husband, so I said I would keep it in my locket for her. Why would I tell him when I know he don't know how to act around cocaine? I'm just saying, like, mm-mm.
I think that people are crazy, in my opinion, to expect somebody to be different in a matter of 3 or 4 years of knowing them in their 30s. Right. And it's like, if somebody, and I say this all the time, I'm going to say it one last time. If somebody has lived a whole life before you, don't expect to know their whole life in a matter of a few years. I don't care if it's 5 years, 3 years, 10 years. If they're 32 years old and now you meet them, You got 32 years of habits, routines, traumas, and bad decisions and good decisions that you have to unpack. And it ain't going to happen in just a few months. Right. So this person's been showing you who they are before. They're showing you who they are right now. Even when you plan something, he's still failing at executing because he's staying consistent to who he is. What maybe she should do is accept it or, well, accept it and stay with it or accept it and move forward.
You know what? I just thought about something because, you know, there, and I think I've said this before, like sometimes you know to ask certain things before you get into a relationship with somebody or have a kid with them or marry them or whatever. There are a lot of things. It's one of those things where it's like, you don't know what you don't know. Yeah. Because a lot of our parents don't tell us to have these conversations. Our married friends who are in our age, they're our age mates, they don't tell us to have these conversations. So a lot of times you don't know what you don't know. Point number one. Point number two is that I remember my husband, when we first met, I was like, this dude don't pay attention to money at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, this is weird, you know? Like, and that was at a time when I was still looking at price tags before I bought something, you know? And I was like, man, one day I'd love to be like that. But I used to just be like, oh, that's so irresponsible. And like, the more I hung around him, I started to feel like maybe it wasn't that bad. I don't know if it's because I saw more like inner workings of his life or whatever. But it's like now, and I don't know if it's because now when all of your bills are on you versus when you were in school, when you got parents and older siblings subsidizing certain shit, you act a little differently. But now he's way more like into like austerity measures. Like, mm-hmm. Not like me, but close. You know, like, I'll give you a perfect example. Y'all know paper towels cost a lot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, right? Yeah. They cost a lot, right?
$20, like.
No, more than $20.
I be buying them just $20 bags. Six. Costco. I mean, not even six. What is it, three?
Oh, no, I buy, like, the big joints.
Well, nah, that's $50.
It comes to the house.
That's a $50. Yeah. I'd rather
there's
go
no
to the
Costco
store
near
twice.
Me. Paper only a BJ's and a Sam's. I just order them off Amazon. But I buy, it's a certain brand.
You order them off Amazon?
I don't have time to go to the store. Like,
I can't do it on Amazon on those.
Oh, no. Everything. Only thing I don't want to buy online is my fruit and my vegetables. Everything else can come from the Amazon. But what I was saying was that, like, paper towels. You know how you can buy the ones, like, with select the size? Mm-hmm. So it essentially cuts it in half. So they have ones where you cut them in a half and a half. So you got a fourth.
So you be pulling
Amazon?
Out. Don't tell me you be pulling out fours of paper towels.
Actually, Home Depot. And so I just order them from Home Depot. Or Amazon, because they have them too. It just depends on who has them cheaper. But it's like now, I don't even have to say nothing. He go over there. If he know he just got to, he just ate three chips and he got to just do this.
Fingertips.
Baby, it's going to be a fourth. I don't have to say nothing. It is not even that he buys them, because I buy all of that stuff. But it's like now I think he understands how much shit really be costing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what's another? There's so many examples, y'all. Like, you know, Sensodyne toothpaste. It's like $8 a tube. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The regular shit is like $1.99, I think, right? Like Crest regular or something regular, whatever. I don't know. And
something regular.
I don't know what it's called.
Yo,
like non-sensitive teeth.
Colgate.
Fixodent.
Whatever it is, but not for it's not for sensitive teeth.
Fixodent's not the
It's toothpaste, but it's just the kind that's
just regular toothpaste.
Sugar mama.
Tell us you got right. She's like, well, I seen Fixodent in the cabinet. So, you know, like Sensodyne is like $8 a tube. And I have to use Sensodyne. So that's what I buy. And so I think once he found out how much it costs, he just leaves it. Oh, I'm just gonna let Aaron buy that. Cause even though it's only just $8, but it's only $8 for toothpaste.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just I see stuff all the time where I realize that his realizations are coming as we're getting older.
Yeah.
And we have more financial burdens on us. Yeah. Versus when we first met, we were in school and I'm getting financial aid and he walked up to the school with a check for the financial aid, I mean, for the finance office. I was like, what? Me and all my little broke friends was like, girl, y'all, he paid his tuition with a check from his. Y'all, I'm telling y'all. And I had seen it. Like, I had friends, like, when I was in college. Well, I went to college for free, like, undergrad. But I had friends whose parents were paying their tuition. But undergrad tuition is not law school tuition.
Hell no.
Undergrad tuition is not out-of-state law school tuition. And you walk up there with a check, you say, pay to the order of Southern University Law Center? Boy, it was just something I hadn't seen. And we talked about it for a couple days after.
Yep. Jesse got married.
Not really. Actually, I moved back home to Houston.
She said,
"Now she was very methodical about it." She's
kept,
like,
her eye on him, though.
I'm gonna watch this nigga from a distance.
I think,
get to him.
No, we were dating already at this time.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
I just didn't know. Like,
you made him. You made him take you out to dinner after that.
No, he asked me to go out somewhere
to have $100,000. Let's just say saved, and to be able to spend $100,000, they're not the same
at all.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes when the person got the $100,000 saved, he or she thinks they could spend $25,000. Nah. But they be forgetting once you spend that $25,000. Like, wait, hold on. How did I spend $40,000?
But you only plan to spend $25,000.
Yeah, I get to $60,000 because shit, yo, money goes so fast.
No, for real.
And it's like, it's like, it just never stops. And I had to learn that myself because I'd be looking like, yo, bro, like, this doesn't even make sense. Then I start trying to audit my bank accounts myself. And I'm like, I'm adding shit up. I'm like, oh, this shit, they kind of right. Well,
they got like a little pie chart. Right. It should be like a pie chart on there.
I don't even like looking at that pie chart because when I look at
it, that's the shit that make it real. Yeah, that pie chart.
Spent, I made my own chart in my notes.
No, that pie chart make it real because it'll be like half. Food.
No, my shit said personal. And I was like, what's personal, nigga? I click on it, I was like, that's personal.
Yeah,
that's
pie
personal.
Chart make it, it really makes you feel it. Like kind of like when you step on the scale, you're like, damn. Yeah. I guess I shouldn't have been eating all them Cheetos.
Yep.
You know? But yeah.
My shit told me I spent $400 at the corner store at my house, and like not at my house, but across the street from my house in 1 month.
What were you buying?
So the thing is, I buy like all the kids' snacks. All of them, no matter who the fuck they are.
The team?
Nah. Like my daughter and my son. Once I pick her up, the first thing she does is tell me she loves me, and then she be like, "Daddy, can I get a surprise?" And the surprise is the store, right? I'm like, "All right, come on." So every single day, well, Monday through Friday, I go.
Oh my god!
And then I might like. What might be, and mind you,
we should be wanting though.
That's what I'm trying to, because I thought it was for the football team.
Y'all not, and that's another thing. So they see me like, yo, Coach Rico. But they see me, Coach Rico, can I get $2.78? I'd be like, come on, let's go. I'm not going to just give you $2. One time I was like, I don't have it. I just cashed up in $10, right? But what happened is.
You cashed up the kid $10?
Yeah.
Can I get $2.78?
Right, me too.
But y'all got to understand. The corner store snacks aren't like they used to be. So it's easy to spend $15.
Oh, I haven't been.
I'm not even going to lie. The corner store is expensive.
I bought the small bag of Doritos.
Like the 25 cent one?
For a dollar.
They don't
25.
Make 25
cent Doritos. It's not 25
cents.
No more
25.
$1.25.
But that size.
The same size. Yeah, the same size.
What used to be $1.25.
I bought a Snickers. You know, Snickers used to be like 75 cents. $2.25. And don't let me get less than $10, because if I'm at less than $10, they charge me 50 cents for the card.
It's like airport prices.
Exactly.
Yeah, the corner
so
store.
So every day is about
to
$10 to $20
no
for me. Like,
hey.
And then let me, if I get to $8, I'm like, I don't want to pay the 50 cents. So I spend an extra $2, and now I'm at $10.50.
Oh, yeah. I went to the corner store.
Some spearmint gum. Like
spearmint
like
gum, $5.
Minute. No, yeah.
$4.99. I saw it at
cheap.
Walgreens
Nothing
yesterday.
Is cheap. A Tropicana orange juice bottle, $3. Why?
$3.50.
Wait, no. I have one
Haagen
question.
Haagen-Dazs ice cream at the corner store?
$8.
Why would you buy that?
Huh?
The little
no.
ice cream?
No, not the little ones. The full size one. Go to the grocery store.
No, I have a question. I really need to know how much. So I actually never drank these, but they were very popular growing up. I would always see them.
The little juices.
No, not that one. So, okay, that's two. I have two things.
CNC sodas?
So how much are the little, I think they call them up here quarter waters?
They're not a quarter.
Right, how much are they now? Well,
first of all, they don't even got them.
Oh,
right?
They don't sell them no more.
They only got, they had the quarters and then they had the big burst. The big burst was 50 cent, right?
That's the orange drink J-Lo was talking about in that video.
Big burst?
Yeah.
Was it like Sunny D or something?
It's a double-sized quarter.
Oh, okay.
Quarter,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
So, but now it was 50 cents back in the day, right? Now them shits is like $1, $1.50.
Okay, one
Everything's
more.
About three times the price.
One more. And they got the price on this item. Is it still 99 cents? The Arizona tea.
Yeah.
I think so.
And that was my thing. That's the only thing that stood the same.
That would be the only thing we getting out the Kona
because
stove.
I think that
only thing.
I think so much people bought it because it was 99 cents. So I feel like they can't change it.
It was the same reason we bought Doritos because it was 25 cents a package.
Not no more. I haven't seen Doritos. I haven't seen the chips.
I don't even eat chips like I used to, and I love chips.
I'm a chip guy, so it bothers me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you the one that really killed me, right? Y'all know the Fritos. Was it honey barbecue twisted chips?
They're so salty.
$5.
Wait.
$5 for a bag of those. And I love those chips. And those were the expensive chips back in the day. Those like close to like $2, maybe like $2.25.
Well, what size though?
It's like a mid-level. It ain't the big bag, but it ain't the small bag.
The one that used to be like $129, $179.
Yeah. But there's so there's like the $179 because there was a little bit more fancier ones. Them shits is $5.
But the other chips with the same size would just be like $1.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot of sodium in them joints. It's probably good you're not eating them.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm still eating them. That's why I'm spending
more. Oh, yeah, and it's more expensive. But
and that's what I'm trying to say is like, I got to be more mindful.
If he can cash app one kid $10, even though they only needed two,
right,
he's
going to cash app all of us $10
now,
right
the thing
now.
Is, the
he's
going to
buy the $5 chips.
The thing is, he was with another kid, and I'm like, all right, well, if you have
cash both app, of them,
yeah, so. Just buy y'all both something. You know what I'm saying?
So nice.
So
that kid is like, go pick up the 50 cent chips.
I'm like, baby, we got
I'm the one that asked for the money.
but the thing is, like, on the opposite side of town, a lot of those kids don't have much. You know what I'm saying? And I know where they're coming from. So I was over there. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that I had the ability to give somebody $10 and not even have to think about it. But the problem is, it's every time I see these little niggas now. It's like, yo, Coach Rico, can
Coach
I?
Rico! Let me get that
down. Yo, can you buy me a butter roll from the store? I'm like, no, bro. Like,
I was milking you too.
But
man.
Every three no's, I tell them yes. That's my new rules.
I don't know, but I'm just gonna say, if you have an electric car, you won't go into the corner store.
Facts.
I'm telling you, like, I just don't go. I don't know. They just seem unsafe. I just feel like somebody gonna come in there with a gun for some reason
at a corner store.
Yeah, and like stick the place up, or like in Texas, like it's just gonna be some dumb stuff, you know. So I just when I'm at home and I drive my CRV, I just put my little gas and be about my way. I don't even go inside. I don't want no coffee.
You know, it's funny,
no Doritos,
right?
Doritos, no nothing.
Well, the way my building is, the electric ports for
the cars,
yeah, for charging cars is like, let's say it's here. Everything's in like you know closed off, mm-hmm. right? But it's here. But across the street, right there, is where the corner store is.
Well, yeah. They be there. Just like the was it the Yahoo? What's the
Yahoo.
Wawa, sorry. Just like the Wawa. Yahoo.
You
sorry.
Don't go into Wawa's?
Honestly, only time when I used to charge my car over there at the other place,
mm-hmm.
I would rarely go in. I would literally have to need something to go
Wawa's
in there.
The
I
shit.
No, honestly, Wawa's lit. Wawa's I like went the in safest. There like once or no, twice like when we were Super recording safe. Over there.
I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm saying I wouldn't go in there unless I needed something. Like if I needed some headache medicine or a candy or a something.
It.
I wasn't going in there just to
buy
see what
shit.
The new snacks was.
I just, and that's you know. The problem. I go in this, I'm like, whatever. I just start looking at shit that
see?
I thought I might have wanted. Like,
that's exactly it.
Yeah, so I got to do better. Okay. But like, you know, I think I come from such a traumatic state in my life where it's like I have the ability to do what I want for the most part.
Yeah.
So I want to do it because I know like back then I couldn't do it, you know? Like my girl, she's in charge of paper towels, by the way, because she runs through paper towels for everything. So I'm like, I'm not buying them.
That's fair.
And she's like, well, it's all right. So back in the day, like she had like a little struggle story where her mom refused to buy paper towels. So they would get like the brown one.
What's that?
The brown roll.
You know?
You know what I'm talking about?
I know.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, it's like paper.
Yeah, it's like a paper towel for real.
In the public bathroom. Yeah.
So because she has the ability to buy whatever she, not whatever, but you know, the ability to buy, she made sure that our house got paper towels in there. And I would never forget when she asked me to buy paper towels. Like, bro, you know you use paper towels just to use them.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you a paper towel story.
Yeah, like it happens, you know.
There's this chick that I hired to come and like help me do stuff at the house sometimes. She's not the housekeeper, because the housekeeper does like the deep cleaning and whatever. She's like the, if I need little things done at the house, whatever. Like I need the refrigerator cleaned.
Rich people.
And so I remember one day I left her at the house with the dog, and I guess the dog was a little baby, and so she peed, and so I came home that night. I said, hey, I said, did Rue have a, did something happen? I said, it's 1,000 paper towels in the trash can. They was like this. I was like, what?
No.
I was about to have a heart attack. I was like, and they weren't all soaked or soiled or whatever. Because if I see 1,000 paper towels, they better all be brown or red because it got juice on it.
They better be ripping apart.
Like, yeah, something.
All four corners.
Yeah. And so I asked, I was like, man, I said, did something happen? She's like, oh, yeah, Rue had an accident, blah, blah, blah. I said, baby, I said, let me show you what a cleanup rag's at.
Yeah.
Because we're very diligent with our paper towel use at this house. I'm sorry. You can, I mean, I don't mind. You can take a napkin, clean up something. I ain't worried about that, but not 75. Napkins, paper towels. And I'm not gonna lie, right now in my basement, there's, I don't know, there has to be at least 30 rolls. Like, just,
so you want to say, in my house, we got paper towels stacked.
You stack certain shit up?
Because if it's on sale, it doesn't matter. If there's anything on sale that we use day in and day out, I'm buying 10.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah. I'm buying, I'm gonna buy all of them, actually. I'm gonna go in there and the bitch out like this.
Okay. If you were going to be stranded on an island for 1 year and you can pick one person to be with, would you pick the person you are with?
All right. Just give me 2 seconds.
And there's nothing.
Do I have to know them?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, you're right. You go.
Do I have to know them already? Okay. If there was somebody.
How long we got to be there for?
Yeah. How long are we there?
1 month?
A year?
1 year. 12 months.
How about somebody chubby is important in case you got to eat them?
You got 12 months.
That's what they had.
Did y'all hear what she just said?
Wait, she got to eat them.
She said she wants a fat person.
She got to eat them.
So that you can eat them.
That's what they resorted to in Lord of the Flies.
I never seen it. Okay, I'm going to tell you who I'm going to pick.
Eat each other.
And this is a person I could reasonably be traveling with. I think I would pick my cousin Blake. Shout out to Blake Campbell.
She might eat you though.
No, he's skinny.
That's why you're gonna eat
light skin. I know the light skin meat is like it's not cooked enough, so it's probably no.
It's the white
he's
meat.
Way lighter than
he
you.
Got like, no flavor.
Like sandy blonde hair type light.
Unseasoned white meat.
Like Spanish white.
Oh my god.
I'll tell you why I pick him. So our dads are siblings, and so our dads grew up alike. So I think as far as being able to mesh with somebody for a year that you don't know and you have to trust them. So I think we would have similar thinking in how we attack certain things.
Why wouldn't you pick your brother for that reason?
Let me finish.
Clearly.
So my dad and his dad are both very handy. My dad is an electrician. I've said this a million times. My uncle is actually like in wine sales, but the way they grew up, my grandparents owned a lot of like properties or whatever. And so they were always the one doing repairs and going to collect rent money. And they were involved in like a lot of the work as far as like maintenance, even at their house growing up on Parkwood. Yes, Parkwood. That's where I grew up. If any of y'all know Beehive, because they always say Parkwood isn't, you know, because that's where Beyonce lived, like just maybe like 6 houses down from our house. But anyway. Anyway, my cousin is handy. He's fit. He can do a lot of push-ups and pull-ups and all of that. He be doing like that CrossFit stuff. He can cook. He ain't really scary as far as like, I'm not gonna lie, like I'm scared if I see like a dingbat, or I don't even know what a dingbat is, but like something crawling over there. I'm like, ah, somebody got to kill that. He'll be able to kill it because he has two younger sisters also. Let's see. What else? I don't know. He's just super handy. Like, he be building plant boxes and, like, just all kind of stuff at the house. And I really didn't even realize how handy he was. And he's younger than me, so youth. Let's see. He's very creative. Very creative. So I feel like he'll probably be able to figure some stuff out where I'm like a zero and one type person. You know, I think he, in some cases, he'd be able to think outside of the box where I wouldn't be able to. Yeah, so shout out to Blake Campbell. That's who I would pick.
I have a question. Is he like Spanish at all? Okay, because he's lighter than me, so.
No. That's what I be telling people. Like,
is he white?
No.
So he's just lacking melanin for no reason?
Yeah, like I'm
for no reason.
Like, literally, like I tell people this all the time. That's on my dad's side, but like, hell, really on my dad's side, I'm probably like the darkest grandkid.
Are you darker than your father?
Me and my dad are about the same shade.
Got you.
But his dad is dark skinned and his grandpa was like blue-black.
Blue-black.
Yeah, like purple. Yeah. So like, I guess the genes were just strong. But like, I want to say on my mom and dad's side, I'm of the grandkids, I think I'm the darkest one. Definitely on my mom's side, by far. But I'm also certain, I think, on my dad's side too. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's who I would pick. I would pick my cousin. And we're related, so I think we have an interest in...
There'd be no fucking going on for 12 months.
I'd be okay. Like, I would...
You would be okay. Blake might be blaking.
but you have to think about it.
Because if he was Dominican, he's definitely going to try to fuck you. Like...
But think about how much time.
Sorry.
Think about how much time you would have to spend working. You're searching. What is it called when you be searching for food? Gathering.
Rummaging.
Yeah. You're like, you're gonna spend all of your days like fishing, trying to find worms to eat, like trying to build a fire. Building a fire is not easy. I've seen it on Naked and Afraid. It is not easy.
I used to watch Bear Grylls.
And I think he was a Boy Scout.
Oh wow!
Might come in handy.
No sex for him is crazy.
You got a hand.
Wish that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, like, yeah.
I'll pick my girl. Oh. I definitely.
Oh,
pick
go
my
ahead.
Girl. I was about Especially, to say. Wait, the question was: would you pick your partner?
And I would pick my cousin.
But can we get why you wouldn't pick your partner?
I would. Why would I not?
Yeah,
I would not pick my partner because he is good at things like business. Like if they was like, oh, they got a bunch of P&Ls and they got a bunch of we need you to come run this company, I would absolutely pick him. But I don't, huh? Yeah, but to survive, like
fish out of water.
Huh?
I said fish out of water.
Yeah, I just don't think that...
Y'all both be sitting there looking at the ocean.
Exactly, because I need somebody who has survival skills who are better than mine, first and foremost. I don't want to be the most knowledgeable when my knowledgeableness is down here, you know? So, like I said, they got a bunch of like, hey, you want to fix our business type situation or... We'll pay you to come and do something. Yeah, that'll work. I would absolutely pick him. But when it comes to like fishing, he don't know how to fish without no fishing pole.
Does anyone?
Yes.
Are you serious? Without a fishing pole?
She's from a city. She doesn't
know. Like you can go shrimping, you can crab, you can like make like these. Do you watch Naked and Afraid?
No.
Yeah, spear. Like there's so many ways to fish without a pole. Yeah, so, and by fish, I don't mean just fish. Like, just...
Like, not casting
seek,
a rod. Like,
seek, catch other seek things. Creatures. Okay. Like, yeah.
Get right there on that boulder and start.
Yeah. I'm telling y'all, if you watch Naked and Afraid, you will see, like, how useless you really are.
I used to watch Bear Grylls, Man vs. Wild, faithfully.
I never seen that one.
What? I used to watch that, like, I don't know. I would say from, like, 2007 to, like, my whole high school. Right?
Bear Grylls,
Man vs. Wild. They would drop him off in the middle of like the most like inclement weather or dangerous forest, mountain, whatever, and he'd have to survive. And he'll like show you like different things and tell you like what to eat, what's high in protein, what you should look out for.
Worms.
Yeah, worms, bugs, spiders, mm-hmm. different types of spiders and different types of leaves that were poisonous or what you could use them for. That was like my thing. Like, so for me, I would pick my partner, right? Because I do know that she might get on my nerves, right? But when it comes down to it, when it's just me and her, she is an asset, right? But as long as I can, and she'll also see things I don't see. So let's say if I'm like, all right, cool, this is the plan. We need to do this to build this hut. She'll be like, all right, cool, but don't forget, we need to get this type of vine to tie the top. That's the type of person that she is.
Does she know? So she has out like survival skills already?
I'm not gonna say that she does, but
y'all finna die.
She's quick on her feet.
Yeah, but she's very intuitive as well. But the thing is like, I've been surviving my whole life. So, like, if you could drop me off in the projects, you could drop me off on the island, baby. You feel? but I really do believe I could survive for 12 months in terms of capturing food, killing animals, doing all of that. The only thing I'm worried about is building a fire.
That shit is not easy.
That's the only thing I'm worried about.
They be spending 72 hours trying to build a fire.
But like, and that's what Bear Grylls, he'll have like certain things. Like he'll be like, if you're stranded in the wilderness of Brazil and you see like these types of leaves, they're good because they're actually very easily flammable. So while he's trying to like, you know, start a fire, he's putting those types of leaves underneath it and, you know, it'll catch and you'll watch the whole thing happen.
But do you know which leaves it is?
I mean, it depends on what island I'm at.
Do she know what leaves it is?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all finna die.
Yeah.
Next.
You ever saw, so like, but the thing is, people survive all the time without survival skills in these areas. Like,
where?
Like, not in these areas, but like, I'm talking about like when a plane crashes and they're stranded for like months or whatever.
When does that happen?
What do you mean, when does that happen?
They have black boxes.
Like, I actually just watched this movie that's based on true events.
Shit was shaking.
And they were, it's on Netflix. I forgot what it's called.
Soccer team?
Huh?
The soccer team? That's 1962 Argentinian. Yeah,
Yep. When they got stranded in between two mountains in one of the coldest areas. A lot of them died, right?
Really?
Yeah, most of them.
Most of them died, but they were
I never heard of this.
Yeah. It's a really good movie.
It's based on a true story.
Netflix?
Too,
so. Netflix, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, cut that.
And it was a whole team. It was a whole soccer team. Mm-hmm. They were going to, I think,
Argentina.
Argentina for like some type of soccer tournament. And once they get in, it's known once the plane gets into this valley of these two like crazy mountains, the weather gets really, really,
damn.
Yeah, and the turbulence is crazy. So
the plane was janky as hell. I would have never got on that plane.
It's 1962.
I still wouldn't have got on the 1962 plane.
And they were all excited. That shit crashed. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, God.
Right? And then they're all, you're talking about negative 30 degrees or 20 degrees every single night, and they survive.
Negative?
Bro, you got to watch it. It's an amazing movie.
So where were they from?
Were they from Argentina? No, where were they? They're from somewhere.
They crashed in Argentina.
Somewhere like central.
It was the Argentinian soccer team, I believe.
And they crashed in Argentina.
No, they crashed over like some type of mountains, snow-capped mountains. Yeah. So between.
In between them.
I don't know, somewhere that they couldn't.
Oh, so something they're actually not accustomed to.
Yeah, exactly. They're not like, they had fucking shorts and shit like, and t-shirts.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, half a good, like, I would say like 60, 70% of them died.
How many, how long were they out there?
Like, what, 4 months? Some crazy?
Yeah, they actually did a search party. They didn't find them at first.
They stopped it at 90 days. They're like, they're dead.
Damn.
Yeah, and then at some point, one of them wanted to go up the mountain because he thought that it was like, if he went over there, it would be, you know, he'd be able to see clear land, but it was just another set of mountains. And eventually, one of them went down the mountain, and they found.
Don't tell the whole story.
Oh, why not?
I'm okay,
why? It's based on a true story.
But yeah, because Google. They might want to watch it, our audience.
Google. Yeah, same.
Yeah, anyway, I'm still gonna.
They went down the mountain, and they found somebody, and
spoiler alert,
they got saved. The rest of them and what such.
Yeah.
But yeah, they might not even be from Argentina.
Based on true events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's been plenty of times where people have been stranded and they found a way to survive.
I'm not a survivor. So,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, your skills got to be up here.
Yeah.
I think it's not even just the skills. I really think it's a threshold. I feel like a lot of people with heavy skills or with great skill sets, if they are not, I would say, like, mentally or willfully strong, it doesn't even matter. Like, I think that willpower, when once willpower kick in, a lot of times it will override your situations depending if you have enough.
Willpower is not going to make a fish jump in your hands when you're hungry.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, like, willpower will teach you how to throw that spear fast as hell.
And but where are you going to get the spear from?
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard to grab a piece of wood and carve. People are making knives in jail.
You're watching too much TV.
I'm telling you, you need to watch.
People are making knives in jail. You can make a knife
You're making a knife.
Where you get the knife from?
What are you talking about? You grab a piece of wood, right?
Listen to Gilligan.
Yeah, bro. I mean, maybe it might be common knowledge to me because, again, I like to watch these survival shows.
I would actually. Can you put us in the forest, Alan? No. Can you pay for us to go to the forest?
I don't even want to go to the backyard.
I don't know.
I'd be the first one to die.
I ain't gonna lie though.
I think we should play this game. Like, just give us a whole bunch of wood. No. Give us a whole bunch of... Noah, can we take y'all leaves from the trees?
Can we take y'all leaves?
Like, Nasha knows how to skin an animal.
Great skill.
Great. You know what I'm saying?
And she's thick. I'll take her.
Because we might have to eat her. But look, actually, Rome said he would die first. Yeah, he has plenty of protein, so we can eat him.
I don't do bugs. I don't do cold.
It's fine.
I need a pizza every day.
So you're the first guy, though. Like,
Ro would be like, pizza. I don't got my pizza. Nah, fuck it.
That's another reason why I don't do jail, because they don't got pizzas. Well, besides one of the reasons, but.
This is one of the.
And the crazy thing about Naked and Afraid.
Why would I be scared?
Yeah. Y'all, I ain't gonna lie. When I first saw this show, Naked and Afraid, I was like, what's the prize?
Nothing.
Sex.
It's nothing. You don't get nothing.
Dude, there is no cash prize. Nope. I'm sorry, there's no cash prize, no car, no Walmart gift card, like nothing.
A lot of them was getting sick and getting escorted out.
Dude,
they ate something wrong.
People get sick and die. Not die.
Not on the show. They would just.
They'd be
like,
having to rescue them. Yeah. They'd be able to rescue them.
I'm being truthful. I don't know these people, but I would take a day worker. I'm being dead ass because they know everything.
Home Depot?
Yeah. I go over there and be like, get on the plane with me and we'll go.
We're going to be stranded for 12 months.
I'm telling you, because I mean, personally, I don't do bugs. I don't do cold. I don't do slime. I don't fish. I'm allergic to shellfish.
But you have to be in the, like, desperate of situations to be like,
you
all right, got to suck it up.
I'm talking to Jesus. Take me.
We're going to eat him first, literally. Like, we're going to have, we gonna have barbecue bicep.
Make it.
barbecue bicep.
But he don't got that much fat on him.
Listen,
exactly.
Make it painless. You can have my body. I donate it. I'm out of here.
We're going to have some braised brain. some smothered
cheek.
Maybe we.
Damn, and then what if we get sick and die?
The organs got the most protein.
He's already said he's gonna gift us his remains, so we're good for a little bit.
I'm a donor, so.
No, but like sick from eating his body parts.
We'll be okay.
Not if you cook them properly, apparently. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you need somebody that can make a fire.
Yeah.
Lord of the Flies, man.
Yeah, Amanda.
Okay, well, I don't have a partner. And I'm just going to assume if I did have a partner, yes, I would want them to be on this island with me for the next year. But since I don't, I would just say my dad.
That's a good, is your daddy handy?
He is.
He can do stuff?
I think he could do stuff. I think he would be the most helpful person that I have in my life right now to be on this island with me.
I'm not going to lie. That was my first thought.
Can you survive an island, like, hypothetically, obviously, we don't know, by yourself?
Probably not.
Oh, how long would you give yourself? Me.
I can give myself a month.
No.
I think that's the longest. I would wither away by then.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll give myself a month.
Nah, I don't even got that. Because you got to be able to get water. You got to be able to get the salt water to be real water to drink. I'm doing that.
Who going to do my lashes?
Oh, my God.
All right. I feel like after a while, I'm going to give in to the worms.
The worms.
Yeah, that y'all said worms.
To eat them.
Yeah.
How you gonna get the worms?
That's a dick.
Yeah, you gotta find them. They not just, hey, we're here to eat.
Yeah.
The worm. Hey, person.
And you haven't made a fire to cook them up well done. So
eat a fire.
Yeah, you can eat the worms raw.
I'm not eating a raw worm. Take me.
I'm telling you, y'all.
Take
like,
me now.
I'm not gonna lie, but I think your dad is a good choice. What part of Jamaica was your dad born in?
I always have to ask my mother.
Oh my God. Was it country? If it's country.
Is this Saint? Do you know any of the saints?
Some of the saints.
Saint something.
I'm only part Catholic. Nigga, they're all saint something. Y'all, she calls herself Jamaican.
Actually,
she said which saint?
Those who know know I don't really call
Saint Catherine.
Exactly. That ain't that what I always say?
But you actually look more Jamaican than Trini.
I don't know. All I know, if your dad, honestly, if your dad's from like country, I think that'd be a great choice. Cause I'm not gonna lie,
it is. Thought I know about it's country though.
I thought about my dad, but then I was like, youth.
St. Thomas.
Oh, I never heard of that one.
Okay, well, it's country.
It must not be by the water. It must be like more inland.
I don't know. I've never been.
In Jamaica?
Not the.
No, yeah, St. Thomas, the Saint parish. Thomas, yeah, in Jamaica. I never heard it. I literally have never heard of that one.
All right.
We heard it. Yeah, so five times. Youth. That's why I went with my cousin. I'm gonna be honest. Out of all the people y'all picked, I'm winning the game.
She's not beating a day worker.
You think you winning the game?
You're definitely not beating a day worker.
You crazy?
They can build anything. They literally can build anything.
They can build anything with materials.
But if they don't, you know, like just culturally, they'll eat anything as well. So they'll find you anything.
Well, you've already dedicated your body, so we're eating you first. So it doesn't matter.
You're not with them.
We are.
We're not all together. We're only with one person each.
That's what I'm saying. I'm bringing
four different islands.
She keeps talking about Rome going first. Like Rome.
He keeps saying it.
So Aaron's gonna have her cousin Blake build a boat, and they go on canoe to where you're at to get to eat you.
Bite him, bring him back.
I'm just telling you, like you, there's a level of skill that you have to have to like be to make it out of a situation like that. Like, as much as I might want to be able to start a fire and I have the willpower to try, I still got to know, like, how to do it.
General knowledge will go far when you're forced to learn on your own.
I hear you.
And I think a lot of people don't have general knowledge.
Even got my glasses on this desert island. Like, what am I supposed to do? There's a difference. Alan, I think there's
survival of the fittest.
Alan, I think there is one thing that we should touch on before we close. We're talking about a scenario where you have to survive. And Enrico talks about this all the time. When you're in survival mode, your thought process is different. Your scruples are different than what they would normally be. Like, the shit you are willing to do is different than your everyday life in order to survive. That's literally just staying alive.
Like the worms.
Yeah. So we have to look at like, what is life surviving versus thriving, right? So it's like, I think we've all been through survival mode at some point, but it's like at this point in our lives, we want to be able, or at least have an option to pick a partner with whom we can thrive. And obviously that means growth. That means like bearing fruit. It means progression, but it doesn't negate the fact that at some point you will have to sacrifice, you know?
I think that survival, I think in order to thrive, one of the key things you need is the ability to be able to adapt, which is a key ingredient for surviving. So, I mean, if I come into a situation that's already thriving, the main goal is to don't fuck it up. But most people don't come into any situation thriving, which is kind of makes you start at the survival part, right? So I think the people who are able to survive together, now there is a flip side, because they also can go nowhere and just die, right? But on the flip side of it, they also probably have the strongest foundation.
Survivalists?
The two people that learn to survive and adapt to life and adapt to whatever obstacles that they, you know, that comes forth. And as long as they go and jump over these hurdles, they usually have the strongest foundation that even everybody else admires, right? But they don't understand how much sacrifice and just, you know, give and take that had to come into play for them to have that relationship that they do have. So for me, give me a survival, but I ain't talking about the bottom of the barrel survival, but give me a survival situation that I can learn how to build with. I don't want to come into a situation and have to be accustomed and adapt to what is already in place. I want to help create a situation. And I want my partner to help create a situation as well. I want us both to feel equally valued within whatever we have built together. And I think that when you do that, you can then, you know, pass it on. Now, by the great grandkids, they're not going to know what the hell happened. They just going to come into it, right? So
hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, right? So, but for me personally, I would say that survival has, the most important thing that survival teaches you is the ability to adapt. And I think if you have the ability to adapt and you put that same principle across all the other areas in your life, you have the main ingredient to become successful.
Isn't that what we originally started with? I'm saying tying everything you said and everything you said back to our original conversation with the lady or the husband and the wife. He's clearly able to, I think he's the survivor in this situation, because if he's always letting out money, he still goes 50-50 and he's waiting to the last minute, you know, 3 weeks, he's probably a survivor and she's probably like the thriver and he can depend on her. That's how I'm connecting it to the story.
So he's a mooch.
Well, no, because again, he still has 3 weeks.
Well, survivor isn't really a...
And he has the ability to
still get it back.
Yeah.
He still has the time to get it back, and she knows that he's resilient enough because it's clearly has happened again, like has happened before. That's what I'm thinking.
And he also has the resources.
I'm on the man's side in this, clearly.
If they come out good from that, she's the survivor.
Not really, because she's able to adapt in the relationship. She's adaptive. Adaptable.
Adapting.
She's adapting because this isn't the first time that he has messed up the money.
Okay, so she just roll with the punches.
This is not the first time he's messed up the money. Just, I'm telling you now.
I don't know. You really can't just be messing up my money like that.
But it's not your money.
What are you talking about?
It's ours.
Not even ours. It's his, because he's going to donate it. He's going to contribute it to your $70,000.
Right, but they're married, and the 35 that she's bringing, half of that belongs to him. And the 35 that he's supposed to be bringing, half of that belongs to her.
Yeah, but he don't got it. So now he's getting more than what she's giving. I mean,
like I said, renew the lease. And I'm gonna take my 35 and go buy me a little trap house to rent it out.
All right, current events. All right, so
About that album,
we got Future's album that's booming right now. I want to say shout out to Future, Metro Boomin, The Weeknd, Rick Ross. They got 5 of the top 10, huh? No, I just really like their album. They got 5 of the top 10 songs that are playing in the last 2 weeks on the Billboard 100. I think that they're doing a great job.
I don't know it.
April 12th, you gotta turn on the radio.
Are they paying you?
Yeah, April 12th, they're gonna drop the new album.
Right now.
The April 12th, they're dropping a new album called We Still Don't Trust You.
This is coming out on Sunday.
Big as the yeah.
So what? I have a question for real.
What?
But I don't wanna make it lengthy if you're ready to.
What?
All right. No, I got a real question.
Yeah, that's why I said I need the pants.
It's more for Rico. It's more for Rico, but I guess you guys can chime in too, because if it's ever happened to you.
Thanks for including us.
No. I'm saying just from the opposite.
I was including myself anyway.
Wow.
Rico, you're out with your girl, and people know you as like a public figure or whatever. And so a man is staring at your girl, right? And
did you say Amanda?
A man.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
And it is Amanda.
I'm like, me?
Nah. But say like, you know, you notice this dude looking at your girl, whatever. What do you do when he's overly just making it like disrespectful at this point? Do you leave?
What is he doing to make it disrespectful?
So it's like they're across the bar or whatever. And like, at this point she's already switched her seat because like now she's uncomfortable and Rico's staring at him. And like, what is your next move? Cause I'm really basing this off of being out. And like people looking at your person disrespectfully, not disrespectfully, but like lustfully, and clearly trying to make it an issue. Like, how would you handle that?
So, in previous situations,
no, we talking about right now, Rico.
No, I'm saying like previous situations. I've been known for a long time, guys. But in previous situations, if I noticed somebody was looking at my girl, I'm the type, the dude though, to acknowledge. I want you to know that I see you looking at my girl.
I get that part.
But I do it in a friendly manner. Like, I'm like, yo, what's up? She look good, right? My girl's bad, right? Or her ass fat, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. I'm that type of dude. So once I already do that, like, and I'll take the compliments. Like, yeah, your girl's pretty. Like, I would expect you to look at my girl. I don't want a girl that no man is looking at, first of all, right? But once I already have done that part, and now I'm going to say that he continues to do it. Mm-hmm. So now, to me, now he has overstepped, right? Because I seen you looking at her. It's okay. Obviously, yeah. I don't control your eyes. Now, I've already kind of respectfully told you, like, hey, she's with me, mm-hmm. you know, and I appreciate your, you know, lustful compliment on my girl, right? But now he continues to do so. I don't think I'm the type of person to move away. But let's say if my girl, like you said, let's change tables. Mm-hmm. And so now we change.
Only because, I'm sorry to cut you off, only because the situation of you approaching him never happened.
Oh, so he's just been doing it. And he's
like you're across the bar and like at some point you probably think, oh, he probably recognizes me, right? But then
he's looking at my girl.
Yeah, he's looking at your girl.
Oh, I'm a confronter.
You're gonna confront you'll confront the dude?
No, I'm a confronter. Oh. So I'm gonna confront him.
Wow, you would do that?
Yeah. I would ask, I'd be like, right. Hey, I just wanted to know, like, I see you keep on looking in our direction. Are you looking at me or are you looking at my girl? And then depending on his answer would depend on my next move.
Okay, he says your girl, then what?
I'd be like, all right, cool, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I would like for you to just stop staring at her. You're making things a little bit uncomfortable for my lady.
You do all that.
I would do all that. And if he goes forward, that's when my IED kicks in. Right?
Tell him what it means.
And then I make sure it never happens again.
Okay.
Right? But I can't live within the issue, outside of the issue, and I never said anything about it. Like, that would drive me crazy. Like, if I go home that night and I just keep on thinking, like, damn, my girl was uncomfortable the whole time.
She told you, though. Like, no. She was facing him, and, like, you kind of peeped it a couple times, right?
Yeah.
So she was like, all right, she don't want no shit with you. So she turns around and, like, faces the other way, and now like, you would be able to see him. And he's just kind of, like, leering
he's
over.
He's still doing it.
Still doing it. Is there a point where you're just like, let's
I think
just go.
You have to confront the situation. Okay. And I think there's a respectful way to do it. I'm not saying go over there like on macho man, like oh, I'm about to fuck you
but
up.
Don't you think it makes a macho man if you're going out of your way to pass him to say something? Like, do you let I personally would let it go. That's where I'm just
I can't,
thinking.
I can't let it go. I can't let it go to a point where it's like it's become obsessive and blatant. Mm. If you do it, you do it. But once we're moving away and now you're going out of your way to continue to do it, that one shows that you have no respect for me. You have no respect for my relationship with my girl. And you really don't respect her because she's clearly uncomfortable, right? Now, either we're going to leave right now, but then if we leave right now, being that I can't think about how somebody forcefully, like, through his energy and his eyes, pushed me out of a date with my girl, I'm going to ask him, like, I'm going to confront him, but in a proper way. You know what I'm saying? I don't think all confrontation requires a fight. You know what I'm saying? If I could gather that, let's say I'm at a place like Fridays, like, yeah, they're looking for lawsuits. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm at, depending on the type of place that I'm at, I don't think they're looking for lawsuits. Some guys will even lie. Be like, oh, bro, I didn't even know that was you, but my bad. And that's like, all right, cool. I know you're lying, but at least you had the decency to lie to me. Because if you didn't lie to me, like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm still going to look at your girl. Then you already.
So with it, my boy.
Yeah, yeah. But no dude, but I mean, you know, we know no dude is going to fight over a girl he doesn't know. Right. But if I go ahead and I pump my chest like, yo, stop looking at my girl, then I'm going to create a situation. But I would like go over there and be like, hey, listen, like, I see you looking in our direction. Like, I'm just confused. Like, are you like looking at my girl? Like, if you are, I just want to say you're making her uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And he'd be like, oh, my bad. I mean, and I have a way of.
He's going to say my bad.
Yeah, he's going to say my bad. Like, oh, my bad, bro. I didn't. You know how many times I had that? And dudes be like, oh, no disrespect, bro. No disrespect. I really didn't know. I thought you was just talking to her. I thought you just met her.
Right. But what if he does say, like, yeah. Uh-huh. I was looking at
do
her.
Something. No, men lie because they don't. Most men don't want to fight. Let's make that very clear. 90% of men are not with the smoke, right? Like,
what if that's why he continued to do it? Because he says, "I want all the smoke, so I'ma keep looking." It don't matter why.
Allen thinks it's gonna be a fight, but I'm telling you, it's not gonna be a fight.
That's my whole thing. Like,
I think it's gonna be a fight.
Gear the difference between
Allen
like
would definitely
like,
make
the
it
age
a
difference
fight.
Of like what some men would do, what some men wouldn't do.
No, you wouldn't.
And I'm thinking, like, at what point would you just be like, let's just go?
Now, if he's 6'7", 325, or 275, I might rethink my strategies, right?
Hey, I can bring her over here if you really want to look at
me. Nah.
You know, like, hey, girl, turn around.
honestly, like, and in my younger days, I'm not gonna lie. In my younger days, like, I'm not the type to shy away. In my younger days, I would go sit next to him. Come on. Come on. Like, and we're gonna go right next to him. Right? And
gas it up.
And, like, I'm gonna let him know. Like, I'm gonna let him know, like, okay,
that's
cool.
That's what I would do.
You don't, when I was younger. You, first of all, I'm not scared to stay, to not come near you. And yeah. My thing is this, I'm not gonna keep on moving myself away. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And this situation is just gonna be one that's going to progress. If you had the ability to be in the same spot as me once, you have the ability to be in the same spot as me twice. And what's gonna happen if I see you the second time, the third time, the fourth time?
No sight.
Hypothetically, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep on removing myself from a situation. Every time you see me, you're going to do it. And once I do it, once I allow it once, I got to allow it again. So I'm going to approach it, you know, respectfully, you know, and then I'm telling you right now, like, I've never fought over a girl. And there's been many dudes that have looked at my girl at all phases of my life. And I approached them about it. And it was always a, oh, my bad. Oh, no disrespect. Oh, I'm not going to lie, bro. You got yourself one. All three of those, I'm cool with. You know what I'm saying? And most men are going to be, especially at our age. I never met no 32-year-old man that's going to be like, yeah, nah, fuck that. That's my girl now. Like, what? Like, it's my
eyes. Literally take her.
It's my eyes, nigga. I do what I want with my eyes. Like, that's some 22-year-old shit. You know what I'm saying?
Is that ever?
America's a free country.
Yeah, like, niggas ain't doing that at 30. Like,
that ever happened with you where it's got disrespectful? Somebody was looking at you and your husband had to check it?
Honestly, I don't know. Probably.
All right.
I ain't gonna lie. When I'm out,
Airbnb in La La Land.
Yeah, when I'm out and I don't have to drive, I'm enjoying myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a meme that my girl actually she posted, and
right, me and Marie on the same page.
There's a meme that my girl posted and she tagged me and I reposted it and she's like, "This be me and this be her," and the meme is a guy walking with his girl. And it's like the subconscious thoughts. And it's like the guy's like my head on the swivel looking at everything moving. And then my girl's over here, La La Land. So he's over there, he's like, oh, I see him over there to the right. And then the girl's like, making my way downtown. And it's like, that's me. My head is on the swivel. I'm seeing everything moving. I'm 100% aware, especially not only for my relationship, but for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like somebody, I'm not going to lie, we're in a day and age where people are punching women and to go viral in New York.
Shit is crazy. What's good?
Why not punch an influencer? Like, I'm not off the list either. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really want to go viral? Knock Rico Hundo out. Like, like, don't get any funny ideas.
I was like, literally in my head, I was like, what a good idea.
Right.
Like, I'm like, that's I just walk in
I got
my
the
head,
yard
like,
space for it.
Like, I don't care where
you got
I'm
a camera.
At. Like,
she got punched in the face.
Honestly, I didn't think that these videos that were going viral about these women were getting punched. I didn't think they were real.
Really?
I thought they were fake.
Back in the day, New Jersey had knockout challenge too.
Yeah.
It was just knocking people out, knockout challenge.
Normally, if I'm in the city and I'm like, say, for work or whatever, and I'm by myself, I like walk with my knife in my hand.
So, in your hand?
Yeah.
Oh, she's crazy.
I mean, because like, first of all, I'm very on edge because that's not my environment. So when I walk, I'm head on swivel. I'm looking like I got my purse up under my coat, I got my phone. Inside of my bra, just in case somebody try to jack me, and my insulin thing, I got like it like in my sock or my boot or something. But see, like I'm definitely a doomsday person.
Yeah.
So
she wanna survive on that island.
No.
Not an island, but that's why I need somebody with better skills than me. But like I try to be alert, and I do walk with like a knife in my hand. So when I get off the train, I pull my knife back out.
How do you take the train?
Well, not that train. I'm talking about the Metro North.
Oh. I don't take that train.
I'm like, the train? What are you talking about?
I don't know what it's called. It's the Metro North. Like,
you know what's crazy? There's a
subway.
Yesterday, right?
That's the subway, yeah.
Yesterday, I was watching the news when I was getting my hair done, and this dude, he's in Wisconsin. He's an older dude, like 50s and 60s. And there was this group of kids. They were like 15 to 17 drinking. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have been. And they were all like by like these tubing, like water tubing, right?
So much fun.
And the dude, one of the kids pushed the old dude down, right? So he fell. And then another kid slapped him in the face. And when he got up, another kid like approached him and he took his knife out and he stabbed him. And then he started stabbing all of them and killed one of the boys, bled to death. And then he's being charged with murder now.
Why?
And that was the whole, I guess, discrepancy, because like,
why?
I really don't know why, but he's being charged with murder for the knife
had to be used in the first place.
You have three people assault you?
It was like five or six. And the news were saying basically like he, you know, didn't need to stab them or whatever, they're kids. But my thing was the dude got up, right? After he was pushed down and slapped in his face, he got up and then a kid approached him. And in the slow-mo, when he saw the kid approaching, he pulled the knife out and he stabbed him. They stopped it after he stabbed the first kid that was approaching
him
when
he got
up.
Why do they show shit like this on the news?
But my thing is, like, I'm assuming that all the kids probably saw their friend get stabbed and they tried to, you know, fight him again. Yeah, and he stabbed each one of them.
Play stupid games.
That's what I thought.
But he's the one. But he's the only one in jail because somebody bled to death. A kid bled to death.
They're making a concealed. They're doing a concealed carry thing here now.
Oh, they're
no. They already had. Jersey has concealed carry.
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, it just started. Like, yeah.
No. That's been around. Concealed carry. I actually know somebody who lives in New York who has a Jersey concealed carry.
I didn't know that.
Good
what
question.
I do know is that if you have. And honestly, I think he does because his type of business, if you have a business, it's like one of the exceptions. If you have a business and you typically have like a lot of cash on you or you're going to like back and forth or whatever. No, like even like guys like who have Brinks like delivery routes, like your own, not like you were for FedEx, but like your own personal delivery route, you own it. Like those types of people.
I'm talking about like people with the cannabis shops where it's all cash business. And
it doesn't have to be cannabis.
Oh no, okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's people who have a business that puts them in a situation where they would be transferring money, having a lot of money on them, or somebody might be trying to attack them or you know following them or whatever. My brother-in-law actually got somebody tried to jack him.
Really?
Uh-huh. This was years ago. I want to say this before I met my husband, but their business, somebody tried to jack him, and I think he has his handgun under the exception, and he was able to defend himself.
Like how? He shot him?
She's not going to say that. She's just...
You don't know.
You've met him.
He just said...
Yeah.
Defend himself.
Right. Yeah.
That's... All right. I feel like...
That's that.
Yeah. I feel like people, like how you were kind of saying, like, I feel like people who are like social media influencers or people with a large amount of influence should definitely be able to carry to some point, because 9 times out of 10, these people could get, you know, millions and millions of fans, but not have millions and millions of dollars. So they can't afford the security that they might need to go out. And, you know how many times like we've seen like just people that like, damn, like he has 2 million followers and he's over here at. Fucking, I don't
Walmart.
Know. Walmart, you know?
You should lobby for that. That Target. Would be kind of dope as an influencer.
They're not,
it's like, I get
they're
it.
They're not going
like,
to approve
I think
me.
That the law is going to approve having a gun because of how much Instagram followers you got?
Thank you. That's not what he's saying. I think what he's saying is that, like, having a lot of followers, makes you a target.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying, but what it comes down to is what makes you an influencer. How much people...
Like, what's the threshold?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not a celebrity. You get what I'm saying? Like, what?
But you...
The law, they're not going to approve that law.
I think we're just playing. Like,
I said, that, I'm just saying, like, as an idea, it may... Because you have to think how many people are influencers.
Yep.
There's
they get
there's
stopped
a lot.
Every day.
And when you think about it, there's probably more in this area or in this city, you know, than Podunk, Wisconsin or whatever, you know?
And it's a hot, heavy, what's it called? A more
populated
place.
Rico, I actually think you have a great point, because there's way more influencers now than there has ever been. And a lot of followers can make you a target.
Yeah.
Because people think that followers translate, you know, into money, into, you know, oh, he got 2 million followers. He must got a Rolly on.
Yeah.
And all you got is an Apple Watch on. You know, like, I'm just saying, I have an Apple Watch too.
Yeah.
But like, even though it sounds kind of ridiculous, like when you first say it, I think it's something that because of the current climate, it's a good idea, and it's maybe you should lobby for it.
Yeah,
New York is prime.
And New Jersey too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, tri-state area. And I do agree because, again, like I had a situation where a stalker pulled up to my house on my birthday and I wasn't there. And this person has put threats out about doing things to my girl and my daughter, getting rid of them, right? So now imagine if I was there and I was walking outside and this woman came from Maryland, right? So she clearly seems to be a real threat, right? And God forbid, I don't know what she could have done, what she might have done, maybe nothing. But let's just say if she was willing to go to that extent, how are we supposed to protect ourselves properly? You know what I'm saying?
Especially in a state like New York where, like, to get a concealed carry is extremely hard.
Extremely hard.
Like, I think in Texas, Florida, Louisiana, where you can get a gun, you know,
Southern states,
fine. But yeah. I think maybe an influencer exception.
Yeah, like, if you have maybe certain amount of viewers on whatever platforms per month, that could be a good key indicator. Like,
I agree.
Not your followers.
Yeah, you're right. I agree.
Viewership, like, you could show like a good 90 or 120 days of an X amount, let's say 500,000 different viewers a month. That's a 500,000 people. You don't know where they're coming from.
You're clearly influencing them.
Yeah, you know?
Well, tell us why you ain't with it, Amanda. Cakes by Mandy.
Somebody try to knock you out for the challenge and go viral.
They're like, oh, Amanda? Oh, I know she got the good mixer in her car.
Yeah.
What?
Watch this cake batter.
Yeah. y'all are annoying. I honestly see where y'all at, right? I just don't think nobody really gonna go for that.
Well, there's a whole series on, I'm sorry to cut you off, on like Netflix. What is that? You know, about the world and the things aren't Black Box, but
That one.
Which one?
Black Mirror. So like,
oh, Black Mirror.
It sounds like some Black Mirror thing that like basically it will get to a point where we all have to protect ourselves just based on the quote unquote amount of influence we have.
Yep.
Because
that's if you walk around with the numbers of followers that you have, like, on your forehead.
If people know you, they know you.
I'm just saying, that's some Black Mirror shit. Like,
really?
But it doesn't matter, because some people, like, I have somebody come to me in my gym and say, so do you make $1 million a year? And I'm like, if I did, I probably wouldn't be here. But
you said your gym is expensive, though.
I was about to say, don't you got a nice gym?
Yeah, I do, but, like, I wouldn't be there with them, like, because they survivalists right now. but they thrive and they thrive with the workout. So like, that's going to really be a challenge. You feel me? But the thing is like, people don't know, right? To be honest, it's very hard to get influence regardless. It's very hard. So if you are able to establish it, people do associate it with a certain amount of monetary gain, mm-hmm. which don't have a clue about your real-life life. Yeah. And they can think that they want to, you know, take action and into it, like, you never know,
and go viral for
and then you could be a subject. I'm not gonna lie, think about how many artists like have some type of altercation with somebody and then next thing you know there's a viral video of I got his chain, like that was a thing, you know what I'm saying? And you're like Aaron said, you're a walking target when you're starting to have some type of impact on, you know, a large group of people, in my opinion.
I agree. Like, think about, I don't know if you were there me, I think maybe was it Barclays?
I went with you to Barclays.
I don't know if it was that time or not. All I know is I was going somewhere, and this was at the time when my hair was all blonde, which is probably every 3 months because I don't keep it up. But and somebody was behind me, and they were like, Aaron, and I turned around because I'm in New York. Don't nobody know me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Know me like that.
You think.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, like, if I was in Houston and somebody said my name, I would be like, what's up? Because whatever.
I think you're saying.
But, like, here, somebody said Aaron. I was like, what the hell calling my name? You know? And I was like, I know you. I said, like, you know? I would, not rudely, but I was just like, you know.
She on a show, though.
I like, know, but Amanda, that's not my first thought. Like,
yeah.
But did you say out your mouth, do I know you? Did you say that?
Because he said my name as if he knew me.
Like, yeah, like he was.
It wasn't like, hey, are you Aaron? It was just like Aaron. Like, he did know me.
Yeah.
So that's it just took me off guard. And I was, I don't, whatever.
First name basis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, do I know you? Like, you know, where do we know each other from? And I wasn't being rude. And he was like, he's like, on the show. I was like, oh. I was like, from behind. He's like, your hair. I was like, oh, okay. Gotcha. Makes nice sense. To meet you. That makes sense. But again, as just a regular person, you got to realize, like, just like a celebrity, like, we live regular lives. And we're not necessarily thinking. Mm-hmm. We're not on movies. We're not on TV. We're not, you know what I'm saying? We're not in any place where in your mind you're already walking around like, oh, my God, people are going to be after me.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
or with the security, like
no cameras, no pictures, yeah, it's just
so I think,
and you're a woman, and that's a man. You don't even know what could have went through his brain. Like,
there were people around, luckily.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But again, you could be in somewhere where there's not, like Target. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and anything can happen, and that's my thing. You know, I think it's unfair to make it difficult for people like us.
Just based on the proposition that Rico has stated, like, I do think that there's a space for that at this point. Like, you have to, and I know people who are in politics right now, like, as a 78-year-old or an 80, you know, I don't think that is a thought in their mind, but you know who might think it makes sense?
35-year-old.
Jamal 12. Brown, mm-hmm. AOC, the one from, with the thing on her head, I can't think of her name. She's from the Midwest. Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, like, someone who is younger and maybe even someone who has younger children who sort of understands, like, the impact that influencers do have. So, I mean, it's all kind of bills that go up for signature. Yeah. So, I mean, you never know. I really do think it might be a good idea.
It wouldn't hurt, honestly.
Yeah.
To protect the Influencer Act.
Yeah, get somebody, maybe Jamal Brown. I mean, is it Jamal Brown?
Someone for New York?
No, Jamal Bowman. Maybe we should talk about that next time.
Next time sounds great.
Maybe get like a local representative
next time.
Oh, well, Amanda wants to play Naked and Afraid next time.
She can go right in the backyard, afraid. Yeah.
Go in the back. Yeah, and they got foxes, coyotes, deer.
That's how it is in my house. Like, rabbits.
We gotta skin them.
Catch something.
Nation's not here. What are we gonna do? Think about it. A lot of these people didn't have Schoolhouse Rock. They don't even know what a bill is, you know. So, I think it'd be that'd be great, Alan. Do that.
Look.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just end it on this.
Okay.
Lil Wayne been to jail three times or two or three times for gun possession, right? And it's like it's Lil Wayne. Like he needs a gun.
I guess I never thought about that.
And he's a felon, right? So he obviously can't get it from his first, you know, offense. But it's like, this is a person who is known to be one of the most prolific artists in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
He needs, he needs to have some type of protection with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not, and the only way he can get it is if he hires up somebody else. That doesn't make sense. So, yeah.
Man, honestly, this is a great topic. I think you should.
You're welcome. I want to say I led us to it. you can take the credit of lobbying and you can get the RICO Act. Well, RICO Part 2 Act, but I feel like I led us into that.
You're right. You led us to the water.
I just want
to
hear this.
But we drank on
drink
our
it.
Own.
Drink it. Drink the water.
Anyway, guys, great. It's been great tonight. I actually like the transition of the conversations because really, Alan can chop this up into three shows.
And should. Don't be making nobody sit there.
With the same outfit.
Watching an hour.
Part 1, 2, and 3.
Right. So, guys, we just want to say thank you so much for joining us, for watching, for supporting. Like, subscribe, comment, even if you're hating, because I'm going to still show you some love. What else? Oh, we have some coming up. What is it? Get this. We have a special event coming up. On, I think it's a Thursday, right?
May 2nd.
Thursday, May 2nd, here in New York. And we want one special guest, so one of y'all, to come and join us. It's an exclusive event, so we really can't invite a whole bunch of people. So we want one of y'all to come with us. It's an event with Sovereign Brands. They make Bel Air Champagne, amongst other things.
Bamboo.
So stay tuned, and we're going to send out more information and let you guys know how you can enter, how you can be a part of it, because we would absolutely love to have you.